1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
All right, time to get into union activities. And talking about the great union, the Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees, two heads of state, with us on a monthly basis. Didn't have him last week. Great to have him this week, though. Dan Levler is the president of the union. Michelle O'Connell, the executive vice president of AME. And we welcome both, and we say very good morning. How are we doing today, gang?
Morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
It's great. You getting ready for the holidays, Michelle? Everything good?
Everything's great. Yeah, I was actually just telling Dan before that we did the chaos of Easter egg coloring last night.
Oh, my goodness. I got so many cookies flowing in my house. My daughter's so creative, you know, with the bunnies and all the carrots, I tell you. It's a fun time of the year. Lots of stuff. Passover today and, of course, tonight and the Easter Sunday. Always a lot of fun. But, Dan, always good for the holidays to come and go here. Good stuff. And lots happening in your neck of the woods. Give us a little bit of an update within the confines of the union, the big union, as far as what's the latest.
Sure. So, you know, lots of things, you know, they take time. You know, you have to plan them. You have to implement them, and it takes time for them to bear fruit. And that's something that, you know, you always look forward to. You say, okay, you know, this is going to take a while, but when we get there, it's going to be good. And, you know, an example of that would be our May Day Festival coming up. That's May 11th, and that was, you know, lots of planning, lots of involvement. We had to engage with a lot of other unions to kind of pull this all together. But it's going to be a great day. National acts, local acts, you know, craft beer, artisan food trucks. We've got an area especially for the kids, kids under 12 free. But the kids area will have like a petting zoo, cotton candy, popcorn. And then School of Rock actually donated two bands to play for the kids. And, you know, they'll be either kids or young adults also. So it's going to be a great experience for anyone coming down. But a lot of work went into getting this up and running. And for it to be so close, you know, we're really very excited.
That is good stuff. Remember, last time you were on, we had, you know, one of the bands and everything else. Good stuff. Michelle, it's always a lot of fun. I like the aspect of the camaraderie effect here. Everybody kind of getting together, kind of letting down their hair a little bit. And really partaking in a party. It's good to have that type of setting, you know?
It absolutely is. It is a way that the community can get together with everyone that works in labor, and it's a way for all of the people that work in labor to just relax a little bit and hang out with their community.
No question. Always a lot of fun. We look forward to that. Dan and Michelle with us, AME. All right, gang, let's get into a couple of situations, you know. Let's get into the world of politics. I had Tom, you know, listen, you know, I love talking politics.
Yeah, man.
You know that, but only on the radio. Well, I was talking about this yesterday. I hate talking politics when I'm off the radio. Everybody right. wants to talk politics with me. I don't like it too much. But, you know, it's interesting to me, and I had the Suffolk legislator on yesterday with me. I don't know if you caught it. Tom Silmes, the GOP minority leader, and he kind of gave the response of the county executives, Dan and Michelle, the state of the county the other night over in Brentwood. And it just kind of defined to me even more so. You know, we live in such a climate of partisanship. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, you yearn for the days of yesteryear of bipartisanship. You know, and I like the fact you got a couple of guys in Congress trying to offset the salt taxes and everything else, working on immigration. I like the fact King and Swazi and everybody's kind of getting together in that regard. But it's such a tough atmosphere in the most part. When you look at the national stage, the state stage, even down to the localized front here in Suffolk.
Sure.
You know, I'm just wondering what you guys feel. The climate, we feel it. We feel the ugliness sometimes. I said to Silmi yesterday, it feels like Yankees Red Sox all the time within county government. It really does. Yeah. You get that feeling, but you know, how do you guys are you know, you're the leaders. You're quelling the land. You're basically trying to answer questions and calm nerves and everything else. From a unionized standpoint, how do you guys kind of go about that as far as within the ranks itself when we know what the atmosphere is like? Dan, we'll start with you on that.
Sure. And listen, we've gotten burnt, you know, this year alone. You know, there's a couple of times where you know, the common sense solution that most people agreed upon on the legislature ended up becoming a battle between, you know, R and D, back and forth, back and forth. Things didn't work out, I think, for the best way for the taxpayers because there was this battle. We're ever mindful of, you know, who understands the issues, who has the ability to get things done and will take the time to listen to understand. And they can't just listen to us. They've got to listen to everybody and have a full understanding of what's going on. But we want to make sure that, you know, if we're gonna talk to a candidate to say, hey, we would like to, you know whether or not, you know, you're someone we'd like to support, one of the first things we need to know is, you know, is there someone engaged in there? Is there someone who's really trying to do the right thing by the people of Suffolk County? And a lot of times that's yes. But then, you know, then you've got to look at, can you get things done? Do you have the skill set to work across the aisle, understand the issue, figure out wording that causes minimal harm while making positive change? You know, there's a lot more to it than, you know, I want the job. There's got to be a willingness to listen, understand, and effectively implement.
Michelle, we talk about it all the time, where people really need to kind of decipher everything, do the research. You know, you go to the polls in November, know who you're voting for, knowing if you're in a situation that is better off a couple of years ago as it is the day of. You know, knowing if change is needed. It's not only about, I say this all the time on the program, gang, it's not only about being a Republican or a Democrat. It's knowing exactly what that particular individual has done in the past, how he can or she can improve situations. So, Michelle, I say it all the time, it's not only about party affiliation here.
It's absolutely not only about party affiliation. Also, when AME is looking at candidates, we look at their history. We look at whether or not they've kept their word to us. If they said that they were going to follow through on something, whether or not they did. And one of the things that our membership, we tell them all the time, what a unique position that they are in is because they get to elect their bosses. So it's important for them to pay attention to what's going on in the county. And it's important for them to go out to the polls because every person that's put into elected office could affect what they're doing within their county positions.
Big races that'll come into play in the next few months. Obviously, the highlight will be the county executive's post, but pretty much, you know, that, Dan, as far as the union, you look for, you know, for those candidates to endorse as far as special qualities. What are some, like, give me like the top two or three qualities, Dan Levlo, that you look for and then passing on the membership looks for as far as endorsement is concerned?
You know, I'll give you two that I rank absolutely the highest. One is honesty. Because it's very easy in a political position to be in front of Group A, tell them what they want to hear, go to Group B, tell them something completely different that they want to hear, and then do something completely different after the fact. It takes integrity, and it sometimes trips people up. You know, an elected official may be in front of a group that wants an answer other than what the truth is, what this elected official is willing to do and why. So we look for people that'll stand their ground and say, no, I won't harm people in this way, or I will support this, and that they follow through. And the second thing is really, you know, having that combined skill set of being able to listen and understand. There are plenty of people who will sit there patiently and let you continue to move your mouth until you're done and, you know, take in none of what you've said and then go on with what it is they want to tell you. An elected official really has to do a lot of listening, a lot more listening than talking. So it's very important. And then, you know, you can't just listen. You also have to understand.
No question. You're right. Two good points, Michelle. I mean, let's face it, politics and honesty. I mean, is it possible? But Dan's right. You know, if you got to be able to have a trust in somebody. Let's face it. You're going to cast a vote. It's important. Every vote counts. We've seen elections where it comes down to less than 10. But really, it's about trusting that individual, knowing what he or she sets out to do. Is key, really understanding the problems of the community, but it all plays in, right?
It absolutely does. One of the main things, if we're looking at, you know, the politics on the local level here, is every decision that is made on this level affects every aspect of our life within Suffolk County. This isn't something that's, you know, larger than looking at what we have in our area. But then on top of that, you have to consider that whatever is being done on the state level and then moving globally up to the feds and internationally could trickle down to what is going to happen and how things need to be applied and handled within our county. So our local government does have a lot of different things that they need to consider when they're moving forward, and that ties back to what Dan was saying with the multiple things that need to be considered before making decisions. They still have to be able to talk to us honestly and really sit down and say, hey, look, there's other consequences for this small thing here. But that's when the biggest part of being able to speak with it truth and integrity.
Key elements right there. Dan and Michelle with us, the AME Report. You know what? There was a recent article that caught my eye, Dan and Michelle, in Newsday. It described the payrolls of both counties. Dan, in reading that, give me your take. They went up and down the line and everything else, 2018 and whatnot. Give me an idea of your mindset regarding it. What'd you take away from that whole thing?
Well, you know, so they're showing, you know, two, I guess, different things. One, they're trying to compare and contrast what's happening in Nassau and what's happening in Suffolk. And Nassau, I guess, at a point in time, had such a hard time trying to do things right and balance the books on their own that they had to bring in an outside entity to control that for them. And it has had an impact on the workforce and what they're able to bring back for their members. But in Suffolk County, you know, anytime we talk about overtime and you see high numbers of overtime in any position, our union, any other union, what it really comes down to is that means staffing is low. You have to bring people in on their time off to catch up on the workload. You don't just say, hey, listen, everybody come in an extra day this week, but you don't actually have to work. Everybody's got to be productive. And I mean, there's checks and balances all throughout government to make sure that that's the case. So it isn't, you know, it isn't a storybook fable of, you know, like, you know, lazy overtime. This is actually worked overtime. And anytime you see these overtime numbers like that, you can be saving taxpayer money simply by hiring full-time employees.
Great point. You know what? That offsets it, no question. Michelle, give me your take on that story.
Well, one of the things that actually was very clear to me was that there was no AME members on that list.
Not at all.
So, you know, that's kind of when you take a look at, you know, AME members and the absolute gamut of job titles and what they do every day to keep this county running, not one AME member was on that list because they don't earn that.
Yeah, it's not because we're not pulling in the overtime, by the way, Jay. It's just the earnings rate is so low that they won't hit that threshold.
An excellent point. You know what? Who knows what'll change? We'll see. But certainly, you know, you could take a lot. The salaries, the contracts, and everything else, you know, comes into play. Pensions and whatnot.
Sure.
You know what?
Sure.
We'll see what transpires down the road. Dan and Michelle with us. The Association of Municipal Employees is, ladies and gentlemen, the largest independent union in the state. And they represent such a large majority, folks, of workers, government-wise areas. We talk about it all the time, whether it be civil service, whether it be the Enforcement Bureau, crossing guards. You know, listen, it's all part of the great union. Dan and Michelle, I just want to kind of veer back a little bit. We talked about the candidates and whatnot. You know, a guy that comes right into my head, and I should have brought it up prior, I apologize, and that's Joe DiStefano.
Sure.
Represents the 3rd District in the Assembly, but You know, he's doing great. I'm gonna reach out. I want to get him on next week. I've read some comments about him and really kind of holding his own in a fine fashion, like I knew he would.
He is.
Yeah. Give me a little bit on DeStefano. I know you probably have had conversation, but I also want you to tell the folks. You know, we talk about endorsements. We talk about being a beneficiary of some endorsements and your support and kind of where they are now. If you could talk about some of those folks, too. Give me a little bit on Joe first, though, Dan.
Yeah, so Joe, throughout his life, has been effective in the ways, you know, he just embodies those attributes that I was talking about earlier. Taking the time to listen, telling someone, honestly, you know, I can't do that. I know you want me to do X, I can't. Or, yes, I will do that, and then follow through. You know, and he falls victim to that partisan game as well because, you know, he's on one side of the aisle and there's other people on the other side of the aisle. And you know, he may have a common sense solution that he's trying to pass that gets blocked by the other side simply because, you know, the different letter of the alphabet. Joe was someone we knew would take to this because it just is who he is. You know, he's always been involved in his community. He's always been active inside of his union, and he's always been effective, takes the time to listen, calls people back, follows up. I'm not surprised that he's doing as well as he is doing, and we were very proud when he decided to step up because we knew he was the right guy for the job.
No question. Good guy, Michelle. Joe is. He's going to fit in, or already has. Like, he's been there for years, you know?
Yeah, that's Joe. He always fits in. He's just, he has that type of personality. He has, people like Joe. People like to listen to Joe, and we're actually very excited to have been able to be a part of this, a part of getting one of AME members, one of our own, up in the assembly. It's just, and we're actually really looking forward to watching where he goes.
Let's face it, when you guys endorse, and it's always a fun time of the year, we have you on for that.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? Message gets out there, but there have been plenty of people that have really benefited as far as the AME endorsement. If you can tell the folks just a couple
of
names.
Sure. Well, so we have a large membership that, you know, as we touched on earlier, has a vested interest in making sure that representatives understand our issues as taxpayers, as providers of services, essential services across government. It becomes a little bigger of an issue for us, maybe than some other groups, because we know we have this level of influence, and we have to make sure that the people that we put forward are not just in our best interest, but are in the best interest of the people that our members provide services to. And another representative that comes to mind, other side of the aisle, but Senator Monica Martinez. And there are a number of people even out of the area, but they have influence on the state level and are very important to all government workers across the state of New York. Senator Servino comes to mind. That is a very very powerful, very influential, and very relatable. You know, there hasn't been a time where I didn't feel like I was a human being in having conversations with her, as opposed to, you know, sometimes you get the feeling of, you know, listen, I have a lot to do and a very important day. And I, you know, so that's big. Assemblyman Abate is another one. Chair of Labor, always there, always ready to listen, always with some advice on how to get things done, and you know, so locally and state level, including those that are out of our district, so to speak, but have a direct effect on our members, we find that there's some really great players out there that we have wholeheartedly endorsed, and you know, people tend to gravitate towards those people also. So we can't even, you know, necessarily take credit and say, you know, we're responsible for entirely one way or the other someone's success, because sometimes it's a foregone conclusion when you talk about some of these people. Of course, other people are gonna support them.
No question. And that's so important. Obviously, you get an endorsement, the membership, and everything else. Let's face it, AME represents 6,000 plus active, 4,000 retired Suffolk County workers. Very important time. People listen. No question. Dan and Michelle with us. Dan, the show, doing great. I get it. Copy even before it's played. How about that?
Nice.
I used my, before it's played on a Sunday. Sunday, of course, Dan, 8 o'clock. The show is fantastic. Suffolk Matters. Give us an idea how the progression has gone for you. You sound like a pro already. My goodness. We talk about it all the time.
Well, again,
but I love the guest. I love the guest list and everything else. You're really bringing a lot of important topics to the table.
Sure. And, you know, like I like to say it, and especially here, you know, it did all start here for me. I had not done any radio before doing your show. And getting involved in this other show, you know, it's an undertaking. But I really enjoy bringing in guests and maybe talking about an aspect of what it is they do that that you don't normally hear, you know. Try and peek behind the curtain and try and make sure our listeners have an understanding of the topic that we're talking about, maybe in a different way than you would hear in other venues. Because, you know, we have a unique perspective and a unique interest in the information. So, it has been great, and we've had some great guests. And it's gonna be a good season this year. You know, we got a lot of political things happening, and we're gonna have point and counterpoint. You know, I don't like to just talk to, you know, incumbents or challengers. I like to bring them both on, probably not at the same time, but you know, it's always good to get that dialogue going, understand both sides of the issues.
It is. I tell you, Michelle, it's a great show. I love Dan's guests, and the discussions are very important. You know, you had Kennedy on way back, John, of course. You know, these are great conversations really to have, and folks can learn a lot by listening to this.
Absolutely.
It really is. Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock, 8 to 8:30 right here on LA News Radio. Of course, we get ready for the big Music Day Festival in May 11th. Right, Dan? It's a festival sponsored by the union, the LI Federation of Labor. And it's gaining a lot of momentum. And if folks are listening right now, Dan, again, where can people purchase tickets at this point?
So all the information for anyone who wants to know more about this, or, you know, actually, you know, get the tickets, is MaydayMusicFestival.com. And, this thing is growing very nicely. Again, you know, all the support from labor has been tremendous. And the whole concept was, you know, in media in general, a lot of times when you hear about unions, it's because there was a conflict. So you get to hear the ugly side, both from, you know, management's perspective and the union's perspective. But on a day-to-day basis, there is a beautiful family inside of unions, you know, people looking out for each other, you know, passing on advice, being there for one another, that it isn't quite as newsworthy, but, you know, it becomes part of the fabric of your working life, just knowing that you're around good people, you're looking out for people, they're looking out for you, and we really want to just open the doors for the world to just come in and experience a day with labor. It's not a preachy thing. You know, you're not going to come in and get bombarded with information. We're not going to get up on stage and give speeches in the middle of songs and all, you know, none of that. But there'll be information available if people want. And overall, it's just about this community experience.
And that's key. That's good stuff. Really kind of takes people out of the realm. It's always healthy. Just like me on the golf course, when I play and break three windows, I could care less. I am on the greens.
Yes.
And I'm feeling real good. Hey, always a pleasure. We'll see you in May. We look forward to it, my friends. Dan and Michelle, I tell you, they do the job. Dan Loveland, Michelle O'Connell. And I'm talking about representation extraordinaire beyond. And they've got a lot on their plate, and they're doing the job, always have. And always will. Great seeing you. We'll see you in May.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jay. You
Thanks,
too.
Jay.
Have a great day.